Blog Talk Radio.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Stanley, Sports In Depth, Live Talk Radio, on the Trust in God, and it's live, and that King Christmas song, this overdue show, and more shows coming to that, a bit of a celebration, realize it's not his birthday. Happy birthday.
Space Stealer. The greatest shortstop in the baseball is Smith. It is Patty Cook, it's Yankee. Chris Chapman. Me, the greatest pitcher.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
It's prayer time. Lord, thank you for another day, and more importantly, this day in which acknowledgement the birth of your Son, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord. Lord, want to get up, back, thanks, lying down, food on our table, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. Thank you. My mother says, "What's the formula right?" Thank you. All good and well from you. Thank you. Your one and only Son, Savior Jesus. Amen, the Lord.
nothing you do, nothing you say, nothing could change the love that I promised you. When I promised you, I'd say it's 'cause you're mine, it's 'cause you're you, it's 'cause I'm loved, it's what I do. Yes, I know all there is to ever know, where you've been and where you'll ever go, all your mistakes from yesterday, and the ones you'll make tomorrow. You've been trying so hard to comprehend what kind of love could cover all that sin. Just know there's nothing you could ever do that would ever, ever, ever change my love for you. Don't ask me why. Don't bother asking how it's possible to love someone like you. It's 'cause you're mine, it's 'cause you're you, it's 'cause I'm loved, what I do.
Somehow, I'm not a child. Ladies of Brazil, happy cold.
First time I heard this song was in the Christmas of 1970, the Jackson 5. Mike made all in. The first time I ever heard that record, it was the Jackson 5 on their Christmas album. The next time I heard, I had a good audition today, too. And the next time, a version that I heard that I really liked was the one by the Temptations. They do a great Silent Night, too. And I'm about ready to do a great disappearance on you in a minute, too. But talk about some things that's on the States. ESPN Sportscaster passed. I got to look at the name again. 34 years old. Pneumonia passed away. A couple of weeks ago, it was a game where the Patriots lost and they questioned the call. And Tom Brady remains a superstar off the gridiron, too. I remember when Randy Moss came to the Patriots, and Bill Belichick did an article 2 weeks ago, and white America has a problem with positivity when it comes to black athletes, and Belichick said he learned about the passing game from Randy Moss, and Moss was the smartest player ever, and Tom Brady talked about that too, the intellect of Randy Moss. You know, the mindset of America, the black athletes are just, you know, we run faster, jump higher, you know, the big penis, the big dicks, and there was a bad call against the Patriots, and Brady said, you know, it doesn't happen that often. And I said that, too. you know, the Patriots should be the last team bitching about any kind of calls, so they get all the calls. My friend Eileen talked about the Bills game, and the Bills lost the game. You know, and the Patriots do not lose to bad teams. And they beat the good teams because the good teams that they play against get the bad calls against them. But the Patriots don't lose to bad teams, and against bad teams, they don't get bad calls. Cowboys, wow. They were 3-0 one time. I think now they are 7-8, meaning that after they became 3-0, they're 4-8. That ain't a championship-winning team. And I lost the game last week to Philly. It was a huge loss, a huge loss. But they can still win the division. Philly loses to the Giants, and they win. They'll win because they have swept the Giants and swept the Skins and split with the Eagles, which would give them the win on the division. 8-8. And you know what? A team like that, you got to watch, too, because those 8-8 teams turn out to be remember the Giants winning their Super Bowl against the Patriots at 9-7. Jessica Barfield always told me so much about when you're playing the road, you're a more focused and more bonding team because you're not home. You're not worrying about my brother James calling me for 2 extra tickets, or I got to have dinner with my mother before the game, or Fuzzy's got to go see his agent, and Billy has got to worry about these extra tickets for Cliff and them. So, you know, thankfully, Tank ain't worried about nothing. But you bond better because now on the road, you know, me, Fuzz, Billy, St. Well, having dinner together, you know, Glenn is over there in the corner, his buddies, you bond him, or you don't even go out. You just stay focused. It's a better, I mean, listen, if you ain't good, you ain't good with, you know, road or not. People should talk about, you know, he's a hungrier fighter. Mm-hmm. Like how hungry you are. Nobody at their best is going to beat Ali at his best. Like how hungry you are. You know, hunger has nothing to do with ability. You know, people kill me. They talk about Pete Rose and hustle. Yeah, Pete Rose was a 257 hitter. He'd be just a little guy that hustles. He's the greatest hitter in the points of hits made because he was a great hitter, a great player. You know, you cannot ever substitute talent. I laugh at this bullshit of clubhouse, what he brings to the clubhouse. And I've never seen, tell me if you've seen this. Let's go to the scoreboards. The Yankees 9, Detroit 2. Wow, Houston, they lost to the clubhouse against Chicago. Huh? Yeah, you know, he's a poison in the clubhouse. I mean, I'm so pissed off at this guy. How could Barry Bonds be poison in the clubhouse? Greatest player of his era. 132 walks one year intentionally out of 200. 132 intentional walks. I think he had more intentional walks than he had regular walks. 132 intentional walks. A guy told me something. I remember he said, you know, he would never vote for Jim Rice because Jim Rice always played for himself. How can you be a guy that had the most RBIs and the most home runs in your era? The only player, with the exception of Lou Gehrig, to have a 3-year span of consistency over 300 batting average, 100 scored runs, 100 runs driven in, 200 hits, 3 years in a row, okay? And double figures and triples and doubles and average 40 home runs a year. You ain't helping the team? Sad and touching how Weston would say to make that kind of comment. Dr. Stanley Sports and Depth, Block Talk Radio, and Trust in God Radio. We're getting ready to roll, and when we do, we always bring in Mr. Gay to have this to say before we go on our way. Dr. Stanley Sports and Depth, Block Talk Radio, and Trust in God Radio Network, Marvin Gay. What Christmas is about in a lot of ways.
Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
I fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
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 Live
for life.
Live for life.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies.
I may say that the Sport In Depth Nation is here. The Sport In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Sam. Take it away, good Doc.
And Renee, same song as we.
Butch.
Doc Stanley, Sports and Death, Block Talk Radio, on the Trust in God Radio Network. My first show in Brazil, and I'm a little creeped at myself. I did some shows, did some things here, proving my imperfections. Christmas, you know, you look at it, I think everybody knows that Christ's birthday was not in Christmas. Probably sometime in October, I think, is more apropos month. Christmas adapted from the sun god. Which was the 25th of December. Remarkable thing. My daily word morning to Jesus, talked about that whole situation, you know, because Joseph was going to, you know, he had done anything, now she's pregnant. So now if I ain't done anything to you, who did it to you? And that's the rest. You know, away in a manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars from heaven looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus sleep on him. My mother taught me that song years ago as a kid. You know, and you look at some of the things in the house you have, and I wonder where they went. We used to have a bookshelf in the bedroom, loaded with books. And that was in the books. said the songs was in there. Lord, Lord, Away in a Manger. And Born in the Stable, you know, the humbleness of God. I read a portion of Genesis when I started my daily reading here, the prayer, and it talked about had God had regretted making man, That's why he flooded the world. He had regretted making man. And how many times I make him regret, you know, because you figure whatever Adam did from a sin standpoint of view, we've done it some way, shape, or form. Regretted making man. Right away, Adam, too, after eating the apple with that line, you know, it wasn't him, it was Lord, it's the woman you gave me. Yeah, you wasn't complaining when she first got there. Wow. Think about it with sports team, Kansas City Chiefs. And I was watching the show the other guy said the Chiefs is the one team you probably don't want to run into. Mr. Jackson, everybody's talking about Russell Wilson. I think a lot of people stayed with the Russell Wilson story. Lady A talked about that, really, because that's the guy they picked. So now they can't look bad. I didn't think they would think Russell, I didn't think they thought Russell Wilson was as outstanding of a pass as he is. He's broken the one season touchdown record and ran 1,000 yards. He's not the most valuable player this year. He's been valuable player the last 3 years. He's rushed for 1,000 yards and broke the one season touchdown record. And you're still talking Russell Wilson. You know, as my good friend John Macklin, I got to leave him a message to him and say, are you serious? Or as St. Clair used to say, surely you jest. Late great St. Clair Blathwaite, greatest switcher ever, so I played the game. And you look at the Ravens, wow. About how they lose two games. Jets played some good football, some real good football, closing out the beach. There's some good teams, the Steelers and the Cowboys. You beat the Steelers and the Cowboys, you shouldn't be losing to the Bills and the Dolphins. That simple. You beat the Steelers and the Cowboys, you should not be losing to the Dolphins and the Bills. And Cincinnati. I guess that's what I was saying. I want to say hello to my family out there in Jetland. They get out of there. Just things went away. Chad Winkler, his lovely family, all that great staff he had. My man Nick. And, wow. Jets playing some good football. It is, you know, they lost two or three games they shouldn't have lost. The Dolphins, they should have swept. They should have beat the Bills to start the season. And they should, how do you lose to Cincinnati? That's three more wins. I mean, put those three wins in the right perspective. Wow. And they should have split the game. Serious. In my opinion, with the Patriots, only one game. I mean, even the game they lost, they weren't really well. The Giants should have beat the Patriots too. Well, should have, could have, would have. Well, they didn't. That's history. It's the way the good Lord designed it. Doc Sanders wasn't at Block Talk Radio on the Trusted Government Network. Playing out here, got to get out to a little affair tonight, Christmas affair. It was again birthday wishes. Go through the month. Let me look through the month here. And I got to say, hold on. I was thinking I'm coming up with a call before I get out of here. For the month of December, let's go through the whole month. So we know that Ricky Henderson's birthday. Chris Thorne, I got to send him an email too. Happy birthday, Chris Thorne, former Boxing Writer President, second black member of the Boxing Writers. Big Helen, my brother's sister-in-law, birthday was yesterday. Good friend from me, for the legend. Josie Annie on the 19th. Another dear friend, Nuri, and Fort in San Paulo. And my late great uncle, Arnold Norman. Wow. So what is this? He gave one of the greatest comments in my life. His nieces were coming in town. I just got into the police academy. He said, Jet, that's the nickname he gave me. Got that from the military. He said, Jet, if nieces come to town, I want to show them around town. And I said, well, uncle, what about if they don't want me to show them around town? And I'll never forget this as long as I live among the many great cons of the few that I remember. Oh, he said, they ain't got a choice. You're the best. Never forgot that as long as I live. You can't. You know, from the degree, the pedigree that it comes from, too, and the sincerity of it, you're the best. Heard that again, my good friend Tito Rosario, close friend of my beloved Roberto Duran. Duran and Ollie, I love, 1 and 1A. You can flip them. And he invited me to this England. He said, you know, he told her, I brought you the best. That's good. People seeing the light inside you. Going back to the month, too. Lothar Crawford, I've known little fellas. We met in the police academy in May of 1974. He's my accountant. He's also had the same birthday as Jamie Foxx on the 13th. The day before that is the birthday of the late, great Francis Albert Sinatra and Dionne Warwick. On the 11th of this month, the great Sam Cooke was killed, 32 years old. Don't believe the nonsense about he got shot by a lady in the place. Sam Cooke was hit. Late, great Sam Cooke. My sister-in-law, Alicia, is on the 10th. My nephew, Mackie, is on the 9th. Boxing Hall of Famer, Bob Arum, birthday's on the 8th. Maria Fatima, good fine lady here, and the greatest entertainer of all time, round, pound for pound. The Ali of heavyweights, the Ray Robinson of dancers, the Willie Mays, Sammy Davis Jr., December 8th, he was born. I didn't know this, but I knew Rooney and Larry Bird's birthday was on the 7th, but also Johnny Bench's birthday, December 7th. Yeah, December 7th. My son Justin's on the 1st, open the month. And my daughter's father-in-law is on the 3rd of the month. I'm looking at that now, and I've been here this marks 3 weeks. I got here on a Wednesday, and so 3 weeks. So next week I'm going to be hosting a little party here for New Year's Eve. Gentlemen, I'm buying Bill. Somebody's going to sit on the beach. If I sit on the beach, you can sit up in the terrace. Dr. Sandy Sports Network, Block Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network. And we're going to try to out of here. I think we got to close, though, the way we came on. Play our closing theme. Let's play some of that. Come on, Nat. Mr. Cole, please.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
And now it's time for us to go. First one, time, last one.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
You would. Larry Hodge is going to close us out. Wanted to do with the Christmas song by Natalie Cole. Well, that's it. We're gone. And Larry Hardesty, take us home. Mr. Hardesty, please.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding. But I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night. And we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
I was walking down the street in a little old country town. I saw a rusty penny half buried in the ground. As I reached down to pick it up, I saw beneath the rust these words just barely visible: in God we trust. I held it for a moment. Then suddenly I knew what God, in all his wisdom, would have me say and do. He used this worthless penny to make me understand that life is not worth living without the Master's hand. Oh, in God we trust, in God we trust. We're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust. And then I heard a still small voice within me whisper, very clear, "Be still and know that I am God, and I'm always near. When all your dreams come tumbling down around you in the dust, remember this lost pendant and place in me your trust. Oh, in God we trust, in God we trust. We're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
the simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.